Guess see what Russell Wilson had to say the other day? Two things. Number one.
I make it a life effort to not listen to anything Russell Wilson has to say.
Number one, Russell Wilson said that prior to the week two game, he tore his hamstring on the last play of practice, did not tell the Giants, played a full game, had his best game of the year in that loss, but best game of the year against the Cowboys.
And got benched, right?
Uh-huh, against the Chiefs, and then got benched, and that was the rest of it. So one, just crazy that he played with a torn hamstring, didn't tell anybody, and played great in that game. Two, he said he's not retiring. He wants to play in 2026.
Russ.
All right, Russ. That's fine. I don't think he's retiring either. Nobody's actually going to give him a chance to compete for a starting job in 2026, right?
No.
Could he somehow in a weird way end up in like a backup role or starting a game or two for the Chiefs because of Patrick Mahomes?
I gotta say,
that's scary to think about.
There are veterans who I think make nice backup quarterbacks. Russell Wilson's entire career and energy is the opposite of that. I think he'd make a horrible backup quarterback to a young quarterback. Don't you? I think he'd be awful at that job. Awful. I wouldn't want him anywhere near my young quarterback as the backup. No, thank you.
Yeah, I would not have interest. I think some team will bring him in as a backup, but I don't think
San Francisco or something.
I don't think he's starting a game again unless it is he's the number two and someone gets hurt mid game and he has to go in. I think that's where we're at in his career.
My answer would be San Francisco goes to backup Brock Purdy. Safe place, secure quarterback. He's been hurt a little bit. Say, you know what? He gets hurt. My guy Kyle Shanahan's going to make me look real good. And maybe I got one more starting job.
I don't think that works anymore at this stage of his career. I think that works if you're a quarterback, 32 or under.
Joe Flacco your way around the league.
I mean Kyle. I'm talking about the Kyle Shanahan part of it. I'm talking about just like the hey, prove yourself again, revitalize your career. He's 37. I mean, it's over.
Why isn't he just someone in his circle? This is, and we all need friends like this. Someone got to tell his ass to hang it up. Russ, it's done. I know we're not friends. And you're probably not listening to this show. Let me help you out. It's over, my guy.
You made
a lot of money. You've got a lovely family. Quit. It is time. Go find a TV network gig. Coach high school football. Do what you got to do. The NFL playing days, they're done.
Do you think there's like a 5% chance he's the backup next year in Kansas City?
I hope not. God, I hope not. Speaking of mistakes,
you won't have to hear from him.
Speaking of, I know.
Hopefully, I guess.
I'll have to hear from him at training camp. Speaking of mistakes, out of nowhere it hit me, and I realized the team was getting ready to make a tragic mistake, and I want to help them. I can feel it. I can feel it boiling up because stupid teams and bad organizations make bad decisions all the time. And I was thinking about the Cardinals who let go of Jonathan Gannon yesterday after a series of missteps of quarterback and coach and a laughingstock of a franchise that they are. Do you know who they're going to hire as their next head coach? They're going to hire Josh McDaniels. I can feel it.
He's the OC for good now. He's not getting another head coach.
They're going to hire Josh McDaniels, and they're going to tell themselves the other team's got it wrong, and he's our guy. And they're going to bring in some young quarterback and put Josh McDaniels with him. It's all going to be a horrible mistake. You think he's just locked in?
I think yes.
Patriots OC for life.
Yep. He will not be a head coach again. Yep. Mm.
Interesting.
And definitely not after this.
I think he is going to be a head coach this year for the Cardinals.
No,
and it's going to be a horrible.
I don't think he's getting even. He might get a interview. How about that?
We got to talk about on the show if he gets an interview.
Yeah,
because then at least it means some teams are entertaining.
I just think that's finally over, and I think has realized I'm a hell of an offensive coordinator. Why?
I don't know that anybody ever realized that. Not with someone of the ego of Josh McDaniels.
He's had two shots.
Has anyone ever gotten a third shot?
I mean, he technically was hired by the Colts and then said, no, I'm not doing that. So, and then left.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I guess two and a half.
He's only 49 years old, dude. Someone's going to be like, young guy, offensive. Look what he's done with Drake May. I'm telling you right now, next head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, and it's a huge mistake.
You want to make a wager?
But what odds will you give me? I guess. I don't know.
I'll double whatever you get.
Offshore?
you get double, like whatever the either punishment or financial, you would get two times the odds
Is that Josh McDaniels, the coach of the Cardinals, or coaches again, period?
We can do coach period for this. He's talking about this cycle.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see.
I was like, if you're just giving me all time,
well, that would be a dumb bet. That'd be a dumb bet on my part. All time, forever.
Like, it'd just be really weird for us. I think
he'd get an interview. In fact, he might get like an interview just to talk. Someone said talk to Brady in Vegas or whatever. I don't think they're not going to hire Josh McDaniels.
Brian Flores.
Josh McDaniels was already connected with the Raiders before. What are we talking about?
Yeah, it didn't work out. Yeah. All 32. I believe Tua.
He's already the coach in Vegas. 3 years ago, guys.
I didn't say Vegas. I said Arizona. My all 32 is about Tua Tagovailoa, and I agree with him, actually, from the standpoint of he was asked whether he'd like a fresh start after the events of this season. He said, that would be dope. I would be good with it. And he confirmed he confirmed with the Miami Herald that he is referring to a fresh start with another team, but did not say he would go as far as to request a trade. I think he's right, though, that it just makes – I don't think anybody's taken on his contract, so I think he's kind of stuck there. But it makes sense for Tua and for Mike McDaniel. I think Mike McDaniel would love to have it that way as well, where it would make sense for both parties to move on from each other. But the problem is they might be stuck with each other.
The contract's going to make it really difficult. But for the same reason I mentioned Sam Darnold earlier, Tua is a former top five overall
pick. Very good, yes.
In the NFL draft and has shown at a couple of stages to be a productive NFL quarterback. Look, I think he might have like two nickels between his ears, and like the issue might just be that sometimes he gets in his own head and makes mistakes. But that was Sam Darnold's thing and the seeing ghost stuff. So you're trying to tell me that if you pair him up with, and here's where you put him. You take him in Minnesota and you run him in a QB. You say he's the backup for JJ McCarthy. And if you have to turn it over and you let Kevin O'Connell do a little work with him in an offseason, you say he's the backup the whole time, Drew. Oh, he's the backup. He's the backup. He's not starting here. It's JJ McCarthy's team. He twists an ankle and you just let Tua see if he can run shop with Justin Jefferson and some weapons.
I can mess with that a little bit, actually.
I actually think that it's not the worst plan.
I can mess with that. Plus, you're playing in the dome.
Yeah, you know, neutral field, Jordan Addison, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, kind of like the days at Bama. I mean, I think I can vibe with it. It's just, does Minnesota take on, I don't know how much more he's got in the contract. Also, the injury issues for me would be the reason I'd be hesitant to bring Tua in. It's not even from the mistakes that he makes. It's if he gets hurt again, is it going
to
completely
I think that's
backfire?
The contract would have to, you'd have to certainly have some language and protection for you as well as him.
Does anyone think that, like, because the league is a copycat league, I kind of feel like these other teams who are stuck in the situation that the Broncos were are going to do what the Broncos did for at least a couple of years since it worked. And they're just going to eat the contract. They're going to Russell Wilson this thing, and Miami's going to be like, see you later, Tua. I guess it's an $80 million dead cap hit this year. We'll talk to you next time.
I've never tried because and tried and tried
again
to draft
somebody
good.
A couple years not getting you anywhere anyway. They turned it around in 2 years.
Yeah.
Denver's the number one seed in the AFC. They're still paying Russell Wilson money. like they technically have a high-paid quarterback situation despite having a rookie quarterback because they're still giving Russ cash.
Yeah, fortunately for them, they had drafted – while they were dealing with Russ, they actually still were drafting well on the defensive side of the ball. Like,
taking
that was the key. Like, while they handed out a terrible contract to Russ – somehow their front office was at least competent to draft Pat Surtain and Benito and go on and on for what they were able to do. That's a big reason for it. And then
I was going to say, I'd much rather have Tua as a backup than Russell Wilson.
What teams?
Oh, obviously.
What teams would take Tua? Totally. Like,
as a starter or to compete as a starter?
Jets? Vikings?
To compete?
Is Aaron Rodgers retiring? Yeah, Steelers are going to have to start somebody else again.
Everybody thinks Kyler's going to the Steelers, but I don't know.
Arizona? I mean, I don't know if you take Tua. I mean,
Tua will have an opportunity to be a starter again. And I think, by the way, he deserves another opportunity. On the right contract, he totally deserves an opportunity to be a starter again.
I think it can work. I think, like you said, Cody, he's played relatively well in moments where you're like, it makes sense that he was picked where he was.
The only question I have with him is this is how much you believe in Mike McDaniel, because he looked good, but also how much was that just all schemed up by Mike McDaniel?
So let's list the teams who could need a quarterback hypothetically. Arizona and Miami are two for sure. Mm-hmm. Vegas.
Yep.
Rams.
Vegas, though, is just going to draft one overall.
But Rams.
Yeah. It depends if Stafford retires.
Right. That's at least possible. Yeah. Pittsburgh, if he retires. Jets for sure. Not the Giants. Saints.
No, I actually think he played well enough where they'll roll the dice for another year with him.
Cleveland for sure. Indy? Do you bring in a guy like Tua because you don't know when Daniel Jones will be back?
I think Daniel Jones will be the starter next year, week 1 for the Colts. Okay.
Riley Leonard also showed them enough where they wouldn't even mess with Tua at all in any capacity.
He put up 30 against the Texans. He did.
That's impressive, man. So, I mean, it's five or six teams.
The Rams would be really interesting, too, for the same reason.
Yeah, someone's right. Tua can't play in cold weather cities, though. I can't sign
which
him.
Is why Minnesota. Which is why Minnesota stands out the most out of all the other ones.
Minnesota, sure, for eight of your games, but they go to Chicago and Green Bay every year.
Chicago's getting ready to build an indoor stadium.
That's
It'll
true.
Take 5
that's
years.
True. Yeah.
That won't be outdoors for long.
You have to withstand it for maybe four or five games.
The next quarterback who doesn't like cold weather wants to worry about it long. We're down to very few outdoor stadiums. Chiefs aren't even going to be on the list.